you're in use. At this time, we'd like to start the Ronnie information net. If for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie net, calling the Ronnie net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron, and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie information net. And for this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, W2HKS at 444.0, and AB2UK at 29.68. And this net has only one rule: you must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear the Ronnie information net, you are encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please give the call W2PE and release your push-to-talk like so to ensure you're not doubling. Then please give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, if you do any questions, comments, or other traffic for the net, please state so when you check in, and you'll be given your turn. Let's begin by looking for mobile portable stations first. Mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. Kilowatt 2, Whiskey Golf Foxtrot, Eric in North Tonawanda, no comment. Good afternoon, or good evening, Aaron.
W2PE. This is KD2, GSX, Ruth in the town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Aaron, and no comment.
W2PE. AE2SS, Stu, in Lovejoy section of Buffalo. No comment. Good evening, everybody.
W2PE. This is KC2YTJ, Mike in Chickawaga. Good evening, everybody.
2PE. W2KYM, Jim in Niagara Falls with no traffic. Good evening.
2PE. W2ISD, mobile in North Tonawanda. No traffic tonight. Good evening, Aaron, and everybody.
W2PE. This is KD2KEH, Ken in Amherst with no comment.
W2PE. This is K2LED, Bob from the town of Tonawanda. No traffic at the moment.
There's a nice call-up. Let's welcome and acknowledge K2LED. Good evening, Bob, K2KEH, and KD2ISV. Hi, Ken and Chris. No class tonight? Are you guys playing hooky? W2KYM, hi, Jim, KC2YTJ. Good evening to you, Mike, AE2SS. Stu is in there. KD2GSZ, hi, Ruth, and K2WGF. Good evening, Eric. And I acknowledge the phone call that you were making, but I was just getting ready to start the net, so I'll give you a call after net. Do we have any other mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie information net? If so, please call W2PE.
W2PE. KC2RBL, Lee, in the city of Tonawanda, portable at the QTH, and no comment.
KC2IIZ, Chris, portable in Buffalo, no comment.
Welcome and acknowledge Lee, KC2RBL. Hi, Lee, and KC2IIZ. Good evening, Chris. Thank you for joining us this evening. All right, let's look for general check-ins now. General check-ins for this evening's Ronnie information net. Please call W2PE.
Good evening.
W2PE.
E. This is KD2DKH, Doug in North Tonawanda. No comment tonight, Aaron.
WB2OLO, John and Snyder, no comments, good evening.
Let's hold things there and welcome John, WB2OLO, KED2D, Doug. KB2TIN, Ross, thank you so much for joining us this evening and thanks again for the recordings, appreciated greatly. KG2OR, hi Rich, and WB2BEB, good evening to you, Paul, thanks for joining us. Let's hold things there for a little while because we want to remind all Ronnie board members that tomorrow, September 26th, which is a Tuesday, is our September board meeting. This will be held at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity on Colvin Boulevard, 1530 Colvin Boulevard. If you are unable to attend the meeting, please let either myself or Kevin know by dropping him an email, wa2fkv@arrl.net. I'd like to hopefully see everybody attend because we have a couple of things to talk about concerning upcoming meetings, as well as the next Ronnie General meeting, which is our Ham Radio and Technology Fair, which is going to be on Tuesday, October 10th. Well, we show off the hobby to scouts and other groups, people who are interested in the hobby but are not quite sure what it's all about or are interested in getting their license. This is the place to go to find out all about amateur radio. That's Tuesday, October 10th. It will begin at 7 p.m. That's Ronnie's annual Ham Radio and Technology Fair, also at the Church of the Nativity. And we just had our Ronnie breakfast get-together coming up on a couple weeks ago. But just to mark it on the calendar, the next breakfast will be on October 21st at 9 a.m. And we always have our breakfast at the Boulevard Family Restaurant at 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, right next to ABC Tool Rental. So come on out for some great food and fellowship. And, of course, we always head down to the ship immediately thereafter just to put W2PE on the air for a little while. Much this evening, folks, because my daughter has kept me quite busy for the past couple of days out in the wood shop, but would like to point out that we did get the Ronnie Flash Mob on the air, and Chris, I know you're going to, Paul, you're going to flip because I don't remember what day. I'm going to say it was on Saturday night. I think it was. But we did have a lot of folks join us, and I want to talk about the Flash Mob because it's a good segue into what I am going to talk about today. Of course, yes, Ronnie used to have an HF net way back in the day, and as I've said for every Monday evening for the past couple of weeks, the Flash Mob is a great way for folks that are technicians who are unaware of the fact that they do have HF privileges on 10 meters, or for those who have upgraded to general class and above. If you're a little unsure about getting on the air and you want to get on with some hand-holding from your fellow Ronnie members, then the Flash Mob is a place to do it. We met up on 10 meters. There was about five of us or so that got together on 10 meters. And after we did some testing there, we moved up to 20 meters. And we stayed there, and we had a couple of nice QSOs. Now, this is what I want to segue to. Whenever you get on the HF bands, folks, it's always a good idea. As a matter of fact, it is sort of protocol that you just don't jump on the frequency and just start calling. I'm not saying that that's what we did, but as you're going through your studies, regardless if it's a technician, general, or extra class, before you jump on a frequency, even if it's a simplex frequency or a repeater, the rule is you always ask if the frequency is in use. Now, yes, sometimes you'll ask the frequency is in use and you won't hear anybody, but keep in mind that propagation is not always what it may seem to be in your neck of the woods. So just because you can't hear somebody, it doesn't mean that someone else who may already be on the frequency can't hear another member of your group. And where am I going with this? Well, the topic for tonight is, of course, the hurricane and the things that have happened with Hurricane Maria down in Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. And if anyone is interested, the SaturnNet, which is a Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, that's SaturnNet, the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, which was supposed to secure on the 22nd of September, has actually kept themselves activated because of the heavy damage that Hurricane Maria caused to Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. 20 meters to start a flash mob and just see who we could scare up in addition to the five of us who got on there. We asked if anyone else was on the frequency, and a station, Whiskey Papa 3 Bravo, broke in and wanted to pass some traffic, some health and welfare traffic to us. Unfortunately, we were not able to copy him that well, so it's a feeling of, well, we know what's going on down there, and we've got a Whiskey Papa 3 from Puerto Rico calling us. What do we do? The first thing I thought was that we were transmitting on the Saturn net, and we had a W5THT, I think it was, come in and tell us that the net had secured and that we were okay. But what was interesting to note is that there were still folks that needed to have traffic passed out of the Puerto Rico area. Again, even though we called is the frequency in use, always assume that somebody may come back to you and say it is. If somebody does, just grin and bear it and move along, especially in the case of an active hurricane watch net like the Saturn net was. And for those of you who are interested, you can tune in to 14.265. The Saturn net is on the air right now, monitoring and passing health and welfare traffic out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. It's actually been activated for the fourth time in a month with all the hurricanes that have been coming through the Caribbean area. But right now, Saturn is passing health and welfare traffic from Puerto Rico to ham stations throughout the United States. So, you know, we don't want to listen to people because it's kind of morbid to be entertained by other people's tragedies. But if you want to hear what an emergency net sounds like and how traffic is passed, then by all means, tune into the Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, that's the Saturn net, on 14.265, and they are live and passing traffic even as we speak. All right, let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net for this week. Any additional traffic, please call W2PE.
W2PE? W2PE, this is W2AFJ. With N2TFG, mobile in Amherst, no traffic tonight. Hello, Aaron.
WJRS Mobile, Vince in Buffalo. Good evening.
W2PE. Good evening, Aaron and everybody else. KA2IWK, Jim in Lancaster.
W2PE, K2LED, recheck.
Okay, let's acknowledge your recheck there, Bob, K2LED. Thanks so much. Let's welcome and acknowledge K2IWK. Hi, Jim. And to JRS, good to hear you, Vince. And to TFG, Bruce, hi. And W2AFJ, hi, Annette, right back at you. Thanks so much for checking in this evening. K2LED, go ahead and call W2PE and go ahead with your word.
W2PE, K2LED. I know the RonnieNet always acknowledges the Barra group and the repeaters, and I'm just coming on to let you guys know that I will have membership applications and will be accepting dues at the Ronnie meetings and other club meetings that I attend to. You know, the Barra group does own property. We do have school tax, property taxes, and just the enormous amount of funding it takes to, you know, keep this repeater system going. We would appreciate if, you know, you guys consider joining. Help us keep that our budget out of the red ink. It's getting very, 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 very critical. So we do hope that some folks join and see me at any of the local ham events. I'll have applications and we'll be taking dues. So that's all I have. Please consider supporting the Barra group of repeaters that we all use. And that's all I have. Back tonight, K2LED.
K2LED, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information. Thanks so much, Bob, and well said. Yes, folks, especially when we're considering what's going on now, down in the southern Florida, Caribbean area, Puerto Rico. Ham radio is there for times of emergencies. If the cell phone's down, ham radio operators get through. lot of you probably know, ham radio operators have been called upon, especially during the winter months. It might not be an emergency like a hurricane, but the National Weather Service is always interested in what goes on in municipalities concerning snowfall and other types of weather conditions. And the way that we communicate, probably the biggest way that we communicate, especially in the Western New York area, is through bearer repeaters. So I always say it at the end of every meeting, it is a meeting, every Monday evening, please consider joining BERA. And Bob, thanks so much. Bring that to the Ronnie meeting. And yes, folks, please consider joining BERA because, let's face it, we use their repeaters. That's it. So join BERA and help defray the cost of keeping these repeaters on the air. All right, folks, it's going to be a short one tonight because, like I said, I've been out in the shop with my daughter every day helping her not to cut her hands off. So let's take one final look for check-ins, and then we'll close this thing down for the week. And also, KA2IWK, Jim, do you have any words for the net this week while we're looking for check-ins? Why don't you call W2PE and see what you got? That you can secure at any time. All right, do we have any additional check-ins for tonight's Ronnie information that before we close things down? If so, please call W2PE.
W2PE, KC2WTD, Lon, no traffic there, good evening.
Hey, Lon, good to hear you, my friend. KC2WTD is in there. Thanks for joining us. Okay, folks, before we part company this week, I know a lot of you have downloaded the latest version of WSJTX. You're looking at version 1.8.0-RC2. If you just do a search for WSJTX on Google, and you'll get over to Joe Taylor, K1JT's website at Princeton University, scroll about midway down the page, and you'll find the latest release of WSJTX. Like I said, it's version 1.8.0-RC2. I got to say that probably half the folks that have checked into the net this evening are getting that software a good workout and trying out the FT8 mode, which is pretty much taking the digital community by storm, as how successful it is and how great it is as far as working DX. So if you haven't had a chance to download the latest version of WSJTX and try FT8, there's a little bit about it on the W2PE.com website. Of course, if you want some more information, if you need help downloading and installing the software or setting it up, just drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to get you going on this great, great new mode. And Joe Taylor's done it again. If you've never tried it, you're really missing out. All right, and at this time, we'd like to close the Ronnie information net. We want to thank everyone for checking in this evening and remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. As always, we wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BERA, for the use of the repeaters tonight, and to remind everyone to check into the BERA TechNet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. And that's W2AFJ. I heard you run the net a couple of weeks ago. I hope you're doing it again. Shame on me for not checking in. But Annette, I hope you are, and if so, great job. And I'm going to say it again, folks, I can't say it enough. Head over to BERA Buffalo, B-A-R-R-A, buffalo.com, for more information about joining BERA and helping to maintain the repeaters that we use. And if anyone has any information, questions, or topics for the Ronnie Information Net, please feel free to contact myself, Aaron, and to ATL at oldhamradio@gmail.com. Or drop a note to Kevin at wh2fkv@arrl.net. On behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. And we now turn the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73 to everyone. Have a great night and a great week, and we'll talk to everyone again next Monday evening. This is W2PE, clear.